Dictation for Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Ferris, F-A-R-R-I-S, August 2455, address as a letter to Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Boyk, B-O-Y-K, Dear Dr. Boyk, follow-up for Eugene, he goes by Russ, R-U-S-S, chronic kidney disease, probably diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in July, some upper respiratory symptoms already improving, no indication for dialysis, no fever, no vomiting, no diarrhea, no changes in urination, minimal edema, way down on purpose, denied chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Other review system negative, medication list review. Want to highlight lisinopril norvasc. The chlorthalidone was discontinued, added glipizide on top of Jardiance. Pressing weight 203, previously 212. Blood pressure by nurse 149.63. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, minor bradycardia, not taking any beta blockers, no ascites tenderness, no edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from today, anemia 12.4, creatinine 2.55, in the recent past has been as high as 2.75, present GFR 26, stage 4, high potassium 5.4, normal sodium acid base, normal albumin calcium phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, slowly progressive, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic, background of diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, recent high potassium. I think we need to go back to the chlorthalidone. It's not hurting the kidneys. At this level of kidney function, the effect of diuresis is minor, but it's still probably helping with high potassium. There is anemia, but no EPO treatment. There is no need for phosphorus binders. There is no metabolic acidosis for bicarbonate. On a low dose of glipizide, watch for hypoglycemia, given the half-life of this medicine in advanced renal failure. We will continue lisinopril as long as possible, tolerating Jardiance without side effects of infection. Come back on the next 4 months, end of dictation,